Welcome to my presentation, Linux on Sea Maintenance. I'm Sarah Julia Kriesch and the team lead of the OpenSUSE Sea Systems port for S390X. And I want to give you an overview what we are doing in our team, how you can reach out to us, and some important topics about what makes the mainframe specific and how you can contribute also easy bug fixes for us. Firstly, I will tell you a little bit about myself. Then we are coming to the topic mainframes. What is that? Where are they used? Then I will tell something about our own OpenSUSE Sea Systems project, our S390X port in OBS, how you can reach out to us, Bugzilla entries, what you should enter, that I can interact fastly for you, or fast enough for you. Then we are coming to easy bug fixes. I have chosen two of them, how it is look like in OBS and how you can fix it. Then we are coming to a specific topic, the byte order. You who will come about this topic, especially in Python packages, and if you have to use memory and something else, therefore I have added that for a deeper insight about that. Then I'm also the founder of the Linux Distribution Working Group at the Open Mainframe Project, therefore if all Linux distributions are affected, you can reach out also there to us, and IBM is also on this mailing list. And then the important topic, how you can receive VMs. You think mainframes are expensive? Yes, but IBM is providing also free VMs in the Linux One Open Source Software Community Cloud and the Linux One Community Cloud. I will explain also the difference there. Then a little bit about myself. I have not only one education, I have got multiple educations. Therefore, I started as a trainee with an HK degree for being allowed to work as a Linux system administrator. I grew up to a system engineer, and then I have added my bachelor studies in computer science at the University in Nuremberg, for learning also software engineering, where I led the working group Open Source for educating our students in Linux and open source development, wrote my bachelor thesis at IBM, and afterwards I was a senior consultant and IT development lead in the last 4 years, and now I'm working as a mainframe architect open source at Kyndryl. Yes, I'm no IBMer. I'm not allowed to work for IBM because I'm an OpenSUSE member, and you need a Fedora member first before you are allowed to work in the same position, before you are allowed to work at IBM and for contributing upstream. Therefore, I have left IBM, but I am an IBM champion. What is that? You are a recognized external tech expert for IBM technologies, and you can influence IBM for doing things. And you are recognized for your interactions in the community. As an example, this presentation will be also accepted. It will be counted every year. And if you have got around 8 to 10 contributions every year, you are receiving the IBM champion status. I have got my focus on mainframes, multi-cloud platform, and Kubernetes topics. During my default working time, I'm also paid for my OpenSUSE Sea Systems work. And in parallel, I'm also studying my master's studies in information systems at the University in Bamberg. In my free time, that's my career at OpenSUSE. I started with wiki translations and general software translations, created bug reports. I am well known based on my conference attendance with booths and presentations. I was the global coordinator translation. Sometimes I interact there also now for helping on the mailing list. I am one of the founders of the infrastructure team, Heroes team. I was 2 years in the OpenSUSE board. And afterwards, I started with the support of the release engineering team. And then Dimster said, you are receiving the S390 export. With that, I am the team lead OpenSUSE systems and the OpenSUSE release engineer for S390X. And after leaving IBM, I have founded the Linux distribution working group at the Open Mainframe project. I have got separate slides about that. The mainframe. That is a large high-performance computer system. Why large? Because there are also really small ones. You can see it on the left side, the rack mount mainframe that is really small. Some people are calling it the baby mainframe. You can identify that also in some issues with big endian issues, because that is a big endian system, and the architecture is S390X. It is used for mission-critical data, mostly in the banking and insurances industry, but everywhere with many transactions, because you can run transactions in parallel on such systems, and you can run thousands of VMs on such a system. The Linux version of this system is called Linux One. OpenSUSE C Systems is the S390X port by OpenSUSE. At the moment, we are maintaining OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and Leap together with SUSE. Bertolt Gunnreben is the founder of this project. At the moment, we are around 5 people meeting biweekly every second Thursday at 7 o'clock in the evening, German time. Everybody can join there. And yes, we have got also one barbecue party every year, mostly in parallel to the OpenSUSE conference in the evening, that we can meet us in a garden of one of our teammates, and when we meet each other also in person. We have got 7 virtual machines in the Linux One open source software community cloud for team members. At the moment, we have got 5 of it running. Therefore, if you want to develop based on a mainframe, you can reach out to me, and I'm allowed to create them. Then we have got our open build service project, OpenSUSE Factory C Systems. That is this path, because it is a port under OpenSUSE Factory that we can create Tumbleweed based on it. We have got our own wiki page, OpenSUSE.org, C Systems, and I have added also for our biweekly meetings our default path for Jitsi. I have chosen S390X at the end of meet.opensuse.org. OpenSUSE C Systems, I said, it is in our own port project in the open build system. You can see the status. At the moment, we have got 15,783 successful packages at the moment. It is growing. I hope we can fix also all the failing Python packages as an example. And we are working also on the unresolvables. Therefore, that is where we are working on. If you want to reach out to us, above is the OpenSUSE C Systems mailing list, how you can subscribe it. If you are subscribed, you can use C Systems at lists.opensuse.org. But sometimes we have got also problems where you can say all Linux distributions have to be affected. That is an upstream problem. Or you are interested for a new software on the mainframe and it should be ported, but you don't know how to reach out there to any point of contact. There we have got our Linux distribution working group at the Open Mainframe project. IBM is involved on this mailing list, inclusive the distinguished engineer Ulrich Weigand. And therefore, if you want to receive new features or something else, you think all Linux distributions are affected, then you can subscribe our working group mailing list and write also to all of us. Then we are coming to the topic, if you identify any problems or something else, In our OpenSUSE C-Systems project, or better said, OpenSUSE Tumbleweed for S390X or Leap for S390X, you should choose S390X 64-bit in your bug report, and then I recommend to add my private email address ada.lovelace@gmx.de that I get informed immediately. If you don't do that, I look into Bugzilla for filtering for S390X around every 2-3 weeks. And yes, that's a little bit later than immediately. Therefore, my recommendation is using this email address. And now we are coming to an important topic, which email addresses you shouldn't use from me and which you should use, because we have got two different user accounts in OBS from my side. My old IBM address, IBM has forced me to create a second ID for the company, therefore you cannot reach out to me via sarah.kriesch@ibm.com. I'm no IBM employee. Also, if Douglas is recommending this email address time to time, my real OpenSUSE alias is ada.lovelace@opensuse.org, and the conference ID and everything else is sarah.kriesch@opensuse.org. My private ID in Bugzilla, which should be used, is ada.lovelace@gmx.de. That is the default user account. And now, because I'm allowed to work also for OpenSUSE in my working time, my new company address is sarah.julia.kriesch@kyndryl.com. What is Kyndryl? We make infrastructure management. And yes, that is a former IBM company, but we have removed all the IBM software because it is expensive. And the company has said, we want to use more open source software, and with that, we want to support also the community. Therefore, they wanted to hire me and said, we want to pay you also for that. Now we are coming to the open build service topic in a deeper detail. I have seen really often in development projects that you don't build for S390X, and therefore you cannot also verify that only easy things are missing with if I or something like that. Therefore, I want to introduce you how you can test and validate OpenSUSE C systems. The first thing is that you branch the package. Then you can see above, if you have branched it, the repositories tab at the side of overview. If you go there, you have to choose on the right side the link of the development or your home project. Then you are coming to a site with all the overview. Yes, there is, that's how it should look like afterwards. But if you go to add from a distribution, you can find all the OpenSUSE distributions you can choose, and there is OpenSUSE Factory C Systems. If you are choosing that, it will be added, and if you go back to overview above, you can find also on the right side OpenSUSE Factory C Systems. On this way, you can add OpenSUSE C systems to your home repository, the same as to development branches. And if you find we are coming to easy bug fixes, that is an error log as an example I have fixed in the past every year or half year sometimes. Now that isn't so much anymore, but you can see there are unpackaged files. What do you do with that as a default? If you take a look into the spec file, you have an if-n-arch S390X that was there, and you can a touchpad and mouse was where you can put it above and such problem is fixed. No, it was the order is wrong. It was no, I have put it in the wrong order. It was firstly in if not I, and it should be above. I have got the slides in the wrong order, sorry. Yes, but with if I, you can fix sometimes such problems if only some files are missing or are recognized wrong. Then in Kubernetes packages in the last time, we had also multiple times the CGO topic that you are receiving the error message that CGO is not enabled. If you take a look into the spec file, mostly there is only the CGO enabled 0, and if you are putting additionally an if-arch S390X with CGO enabled is equal 1, you are receiving a succeeded packages. One hint, sometimes also other architectures are affected at the moment, and the maintainers have only built it for x86 or something like that. Many times, also ARM RISC-V and i586 are affected, then you can look also for them whether it is it requires a CGO enabled equal 1, and with that it has been fixed. One deeper topic now, that was easy bug fixing. Many of you want to know, why do you get sometimes strange is not equals? That yes, you can create all the bug reports for that, but the reason behind that is the byte order. In the big engine byte order is reverse counting because it is using the CISC-type processor architecture, that is for complex instruction set computing. Memory addresses can be affected, network data can be affected, host data can be affected. And the reason is that you are using 32-bit words in reverse order. I have chosen now a really good and funny research paper from the internet. Unfortunately, there's no free lunch, not even for penguins porting applications to Linux on System C from 2008. On the right side, you can see how we are counting on x86 as a default 32-bit word. Of course, from back, we are calculating from back to the first bit. But in S390X, that is reversed. Therefore, if you are surprised, that should be correct, but I receive the wrong IP address, or there is anything, a memory address is not correct, that can be the problem, and you can look whether you can fix it for your own, or if it is more complicated, then you create a bug report and we look together on it, and sometimes I forward it also to IBM then. From that, what is happening within OpenSUSE systems, I'm coming to the Open Mainframe project. The Open Mainframe project and the program manager are also joining our IBM conferences every year. This project has been founded in the year 2015 with the focal point for deployment and usage of Linux and open source in a mainframe computing environment, and is a project under the Linux Foundation. I thought, why shouldn't we create a working group there for all Linux distributions? The existing working groups now are the COBOL working group, the modernization working group, and the Linux distribution working group. As the chair of the Linux distribution working group, I join also the modernization working group time to time because, yes, from my point of view, Linux on C is also a modernization topic, and we have got also important topics which can be interesting for both of us and how we can discuss how we can bring this topic forward. Therefore, I am in both working groups. That all has started with a kickoff with community Linux distributions. I said, we are now competitors in the community. Therefore, I reached out to Fedora. My partner, Elizabeth, who wanted to found it together with me, has reached out to Debian. And with that, we created our working group. Now, we are some Linux distributions more. After founding it, with the support of SUSE, also Ubuntu and Red Hat have joined. After my presentation at FOSDEM, Rocky Linux and Alma Linux have joined, and we are open for all Linux distributions who are interested for creating their own mainframe port. Our structure are the chairs, firstly. Elizabeth is also an Ubuntu member. Now she isn't allowed to reference that anymore, but yes, she wants to interact from Ubuntu side also for all Linux distributions, equal to myself, who is interacting from OpenSUSE side for all. We have got one representative for every Linux distribution so that we get input from every side and what is we know all what is happening everywhere, whether anything can affect also other Linux distributions. Upstream developers are also welcomed for, during our meetings. We have introduced that 2 years ago, and yes, our main sponsor is SUSE. The goal is that we create a place to collaborate across Linux distributions via our mailing list, wiki, and chat. We provide a space for Linux distributions to request for help on their port, therefore mainly the port chiefs are available in our meetings. And yes, we ensure also that any and all infrastructure required for our development is available for supporting the ports. In this case, we will receive also a C16 mainframe at the end of the year in the Linux One Community Cloud based on the fact that AI topics are integrated in the C17 system. And I said, you know, also my announcement, C17 not supported. Afterwards, Elizabeth has organized that we get an approval for a C16 and IBM take some time to provide it with that. We are receiving it at the end of the year based on this rule. Yes, we are getting also support from IBM side to fix S390X specific bugs. Ulrich Weigand, the distinguished engineer, is also on our mailing list available and is forwarding that or is fixing it also for from himself, his own side. If we need something, and he is also in our meetings, therefore we are receiving also really good support with that. Now we are coming to the next topic, how can you get access to virtual machines? There are two different cloud types, but they are using the same systems, I have to say. The above is if you are creating a user account for the Linux One Community Cloud, you will get a VM for 120 days. That is for developers, students, and professors. And with that, you are receiving one VM. You can choose Red Hat Enterprise Linux, SUSE Linux Enterprise, SUSE Linux Enterprise, or Ubuntu. We are, have got also an instruction how to upgrade SLES to OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. Therefore, we are the single Linux community Linux distribution which is supported of, now in the Linux One Community Cloud. We are receiving also support from IBM side there, But the default community cloud has got the fact that the accounts will be removed after the 120 days and you have to recreate that all. If you have got an open source project, we are an open source project, you can receive access to the Linux One open source software community cloud. That is only available for open source projects and you get long-term access to VMs. On this way, we have received 7 VMs. We are using that also for hackathons and for development stuff. But yes, you have. If you are using this virtual machine request form, you have to add the project and the reason what you need. You can expand also the resources what you need. The above link is creating only a minimal system, I have to say. I have requested also at Elizabeth, Linux distributions need a little bit more system resources if we should build all. Sometimes you need more memory. And then she has followed that. And yes, also Rocky Linux and Alma Linux are building based on the Linux One open source software community cloud as an example. Debian has got has received the whole pipeline already in the Linux One open source software community cloud. Therefore, this link is the correct link for receiving such VMs. Every project is only allowed to have one person who is responsible for such VMs. Therefore, I am the point of contact for OpenSUSE people who are interested for that, and on this way you can receive the VMs. If you are interested for a little bit more, learning more about mainframes, I am collecting on in our wiki all the links I receive at conferences and all the hints for trainings regarding mainframe stuff. I have linked as an example also an assembler tutorial for S390X and more. Therefore, our wiki page is the go-to page for all Linux distributions who are interested to learn more about Linux on C development and maintenance. And on this way, you can learn all the required stuff. And yes, our project is in the OBS under OpenSUSE Factory C Systems. Are any questions open? I hope that was a good small introduction and you know more about how you can support us and what is the background about mainframes and why you are receiving strange error messages or something like that, and that you can understand more about it. One hint, we plan also our training series for about Linux on C in the near future. Therefore, during our biweekly meetings, we give also a training about the Linux on C architecture with a really deep dive. We start in the first session with an introduction. What is our mainframe? Which tools exist there? And we will go really deeper into the details, how the memory is working and everything else, that we can work more close also for our own and don't need so much support from IBM side in the future. I will announce that on our OpenSUSE C Systems mailing list and also on the Open Mainframe project list, the same as Fedora and Debian, because we are open there for all. That should be available for, and accessible for all. We are collaborating with the training staff now, and therefore I will provide this training series for all then. You should be on the correct mailing list assigned then. Thank you.